Part 1. Listening. Task 1. Listen to the native English speaker in Teacher Corner speaking about living abroad and decide whether the statements 1, 6 are true according to the text you hear or false. You have 15 seconds to read the task. Now, we are ready to start.
You ready? So today, I'm going to talk to you about living abroad. I was an expat for a few years, so I can offer a pretty good amount of insight into this topic. Let's start first with the good things. Living abroad opens up a whole world of new experiences, ideas, and cultures that you never would have dreamed of if you hadn't moved abroad. The second you step off the plane and realize that you're not just on vacation, you're in your new home, it can hit you like a truck. Regardless of how much planning you've done, and regardless of how much desire you have to live in that new country, the reality of it all will strike fear in you. But this fear is actually a good fear. It's like an exciting fear. You've probably heard the expression, to have butterflies in your stomach. Well, the experience of arriving in your new country and knowing that you're going to set up your life there will definitely give you a serious case of the butterflies. It's more like giant moths. But, like I said, I consider that a positive. Another good thing is that hopefully you'll get to learn a new language. Ideally, you'd already have a decent level in the country's language, and so being in that country and surrounded by native speakers would be a great way to improve. But as you can probably imagine, not everyone gets the same pleasure out of speaking a foreign language as I do or other language learners do. So this might be a negative for some people, and I personally know people that have been living in a foreign country for 4, 5, 6 years, and they can barely put a sentence together. So my advice to those moving abroad would be to study the language as much as possible before you go. Because if you arrive in your new country without knowing any of the language, you're not just gonna pick it up. It doesn't work like that. All the talking you hear around you is just gonna be like static noise in the background. It won't make any sense to you and it won't help you learn. You need to study and get to the level where you can actually understand the message of what people are saying, and then you can go out into the real world and pick it up. And then you can have fun speaking that language in your new country. All right, so the biggest negative about living abroad is obviously being far away from your loved ones. This one's a no-brainer. It's not easy to live far from your family and friends. It's one thing to move across the country, but moving to a completely different country is a whole nother level of difficulty, mainly because it's harder to visit each other. I know it's not the same as being with them in person, but it does help to video chat or even just call your family. When you think about it, it's not that different than talking to them face to face, except for the fact that you can't touch them. So yeah, that's the hardest part for sure. And the other negative thing is that there are always going to be certain things about the new country or culture that you don't like. In my experience, I was able to adapt to my new country pretty well, but there were some things that I just couldn't get used to. Things like the low quality infrastructure, the lack of punctuality, and some other minor things. You should definitely try to adapt as much as possible in your new country, but there will be some things that are just too different or that are contrary to your personality. That's the reality of living abroad. Okay, so that's all for today.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Task 2. Listen to the same monologue and fill in the gaps 7-10 according to the audio. Write only one word. You have 10 seconds to read the task. Now we are ready to start.
You ready? So today, I'm going to talk to you about living abroad. I was an expat for a few years, so I can offer a pretty good amount of insight into this topic. Let's start first with the good things. Living abroad opens up a whole world of new experiences, ideas, and cultures that you never would have dreamed of if you hadn't moved abroad. The second you step off the plane and realize that you're not just on vacation, you're in your new home, it can hit you like a truck. Regardless of how much planning you've done, and regardless of how much desire you have to live in that new country, the reality of it all will strike fear in you. But this fear is actually a good fear. It's like an exciting fear. You've probably heard the expression, to have butterflies in your stomach. Well, the experience of arriving in your new country and knowing that you're going to set up your life there will definitely give you a serious case of the butterflies. It's more like giant moths. But like I said, I consider that a positive. Another good thing is that hopefully you'll get to learn a new language. Ideally, you'd already have a decent level in the country's language, and so being in that country and surrounded by native speakers would be a great way to improve. But as you can probably imagine, not everyone gets the same pleasure out of speaking a foreign language as I do or other language learners do. So this might be a negative for some people, and I personally know people that have been living in a foreign country for 4, 5, 6 years, and they can barely put a sentence together. So my advice to those moving abroad would be to study the language as much as possible before you go. Because if you arrive in your new country without knowing any of the language, you're not just gonna pick it up. It doesn't work like that. All the talking you hear around you is just going to be like static noise in the background. It won't make any sense to you and it won't help you learn. You need to study and get to the level where you can actually understand the message of what people are saying, and then you can go out into the real world and pick it up. And then you can have fun speaking that language in your new country. Alright, so the biggest negative about living abroad is obviously being far away from your loved ones. This one's a no-brainer. It's not easy to live far from your family and friends. It's one thing to move across the country, but moving to a completely different country is a whole nother level of difficulty, mainly because it's harder to visit each other. I know it's not the same as being with them in person, but it does help to video chat or even just call your family. When you think about it, it's not that different than talking to them face to face, except for the fact that you can't touch them. So yeah, that's the hardest part for sure. And the other negative thing is that there are always going to be certain things about the new country or culture that you don't like. In my experience, I was able to adapt to my new country pretty well, but there were some things that I just couldn't get used to. Things like the low-quality infrastructure, the lack of punctuality, and some other minor things. You should definitely try to adapt as much as possible in your new country, but there will be some things that are just too different or that are contrary to your personality. That's the reality of living abroad. Okay, so that's all for today.
Listening part is now over. Go to the next part.